The Traveler's Journal, June 27th, opening the gates of the Arctic. 8.5 million wilderness acres of north-central Alaska's Brooks Range, just inside the Arctic Circle, have been set aside for the benefit of future generations. Other national parks offer wilderness, but only in pockets. Gates of the Arctic, the U.S.'s second-largest national park, is real wilderness, a huge, intact ecosystem unmarked by roads, developed trails, campsites, or interpretive signs. Each spring and fall, 500,000 caribou stream through gates, passing unnamed peaks that surge stonily from the tundra like petrified waves. Grizzlies still rule the riverbanks, and the howl of wolves drifts through the fog. Sometimes described as a black belt park, Gates is not easy to get to and harder to get into. Only about 7,000 human visitors each year make their way into the wild magnificence of Gates. They come on float planes, raft trips, and day hikes. Trekkers who backpack across the Brooks Range will find all the challenge they might want. Jeff Renicki is a contributing editor of National Geographic Traveler magazine. Back in the mid-80s, he spent 3 years in Gates as a wilderness guide. He recently returned in search of a valley the natives call Place of Perfect Beauty. After 2 weeks of walking through clouds of mist and mosquito, of waiting for days to ford a storm-swollen stream, Renicki realized part of finding beauty is accepting a place as it is, rather than what we want it to be. The same wilderness that can leave one reeling with joy can make one very, very humble. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find more resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.